For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back still live at Jersey Exotica with Ebony Mystique.
Yo, what's up?
Sexy lady, how are you?
You like the sexiest white chocolate I've ever seen in my life, all from Texas. They say everything is big in Texas.
Everything's bigger.
And you're
and
a big
better.
Deal.
Everything's bigger.
I know, that's right.
That's right, that's right. I mean, you can keep telling me more great things. I mean,
like, I keep telling you, but how much time we got? You know?
I mean, for you, I can make any time in the world.
Oh, I love that for me.
So let's talk about Exotica New Jersey. We're here. We're live. The Exotica convention is the 15th year anniversary. Did you like it? Did you love it? Tell us all about it.
I loved it. Like, everybody is so kind, generous, and very happy to be here meeting us in person. So I really fucked with the vibe.
I love that. Did you do any stage performances?
No,
did you just
I don't really do that. I've done signings.
How come you didn't join the twerk contest, girl?
Oh, I know you probably was signing.
Oh, well, next time. I'm going to come and bring you.
Because I love me some scribbles.
Ooh, okay, okay, okay. What would you say is your biggest pet peeve?
Pet peeve?
Pet peeve.
I like fake titties and ass. I'm a super supporter of elevating yourself and enhancing yourself, but I don't like a fake. Can I cuss on here?
Yes, you can.
I don't like no fake ass bitch.
Okay, okay. So just a personality being a fake ass
bitch. Yeah, just being real. Like, say what you want. In the first 5 seconds, tell me what you want. I don't want to beat around the bush. People be like persuasive and like not real. Just say what you want.
Okay.
So I don't like a weirdo. And I
straight
think that's
shooter.
Weird. Please.
That's the Texas way.
That part.
It's, you know, people mistake that for other things, but you know, if you know what you want, it ain't that hard.
Yeah, just speak about it. You have to have confidence and 1, consistency. That's the rule.
Did you have any role models growing up that kind of instilled that into you?
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad?
He was a co-founder of the Black Panther Party, David Hilliard.
Okay.
And it's just, I kind of grew up different on morals. And it's mainly about a closed mouth and now, excuse me, daddy, a closed leg don't get fed.
You preach, girl, preach.
Period, poo.
What's most exciting about the future for you? What do you have going on? Any new projects you've been working on?
So I'm kind of transitioning. We're already in mainstream, but it's adult. So I'm kind of transitioning into mainstream film. So I got some casting calls coming up. I have a reality TV show I'm working on with Ray J. Shout out to Ray J.
Awesome.
So just kind of transitioning into that world. More, I guess they call it vanilla. I'm not really sure. That's just what I've been hearing the term. So just getting into that is very important for me.
Okay.
Just kind of making it full circle.
Is there a company that in particular that you want to work with, or maybe a project that you want to do to kind of manifest right now?
All right, can I tell you a secret?
Please do. It's private talk, baby. I want to hear it all.
I would like to work with Alexis Texas.
Oh, you want me to sit on your face? You said,
I would love to work with you. I'm standing right now. I only got one pair of panties on. I'm gonna have to change them. Thank God it's a place where I can buy panties.
You're gonna be
next
your
door.
Moist? You're moist from Miss Texas right now? Ebony?
Like, I really would like to work with you. Like,
I
you
love
are
that.
The goal. You are everything. You've been consistent. You are what I feel like a lot of girls I know. I've heard your name a million times. You're very well respected in our industry.
Appreciate that. I love that. I love that. Well, lucky for you, I just made a comeback after 5 years. I just dropped a scene yesterday with Dredd.
What?
And
I love Dre. Yeah. Maybe we could do that together. He just hit me up. Shout out to Dre.
Oh, you know.
Alexis Texas. Take the top, I take the bottom.
We'll take it all at one point.
That'd be great.
I love that. Yes. So do you do a lot of collaborations with girls?
I do collaborations with girls. Basically, if, I'm kind of paid to do it because, you know, I'm contracted.
I feel like the trend is something you're not really into.
I love girls. It's just business. Nothing
personal.
Well, I
mean, as far as, not that you're not into it, but as far as, like, you're more selective of, like, who you want to get it. Like you say, with
because I'm managing that way. Kind of micromanage. But I love women. I feel like women really know the women anatomy, the female anatomy.
Not every woman.
That part, because that means they don't know themselves, I feel like. But if they know themselves anatomically, they know how to make a girl come. They're very attentive, so I like girls.
Your vagina needs to be your best friend.
This
if you don't
part.
Know every inch of her, what she smells like, what she tastes like, what's going
give it
on,
to
then,
give it
you know,
to him,
that's a problem. That's a problem. But we don't like problems. We like solutions. So.
And there's nothing wrong with being pussy obsessed to your own pussy.
I definitely love pussy. Because
if you smell it, baby, they smell it.
Do you masturbate more than you have sex?
At this point, yes, I do.
Are you single? Are you in a relationship? What is your relationship?
I'm for the universe, not the streets. I'm everybody's girlfriend. I love my fans and my fans love me.
What if I only wanted you to be my girlfriend, not the universe?
Oh, fuck these fans. excuse me, I have to retire now. I am.
You're so cute.
I'm moving to Texas.
What is the best advice that you ever got?
The best advice that I ever got was from Pinky Triple X when I started in this industry on her platform under her management. She asked me, because I come from the healthcare industry, right with COVID, I was a nurse at the time, and she told me, are you ready? I said, yes. She said, do you care if your mom find out? Because that means you that girl. If it gets to your uncles and your parents, that means you doing something. You done went viral. Are you going to be okay with that? And to get an OnlyFans, to be independent and to have somewhere where you can like generate your own money after you do these major company scenes, because you know the motion, the traction gotta come back to you somehow.
You gotta keep it
not
all
not just a bunch
rotation.
Of followers and stuff, like we're talking about business, nothing personal. So
did it go to your mom? Did it find your uncles? Find it? Did all these things?
Oh yeah, fortunately at this point my mama cool when I made it to Playboy Centerfold, but she wasn't happy at first, and my uncles are the ones who told him what they porn watching fans.
They snitched on you.
They told her good. And they twins, identical. So both of them told
double
my mama.
Trouble. Double
at the
trouble.
Goddamn same time, so I couldn't deny it, you know.
So Pinky's advice was good. She knew what it was talking about. We love her. I think she's one of my favorite girls. Her and Cherokee, they, you know, they told me a lot of tips and trades about what before I started feature dancing. They always showed mad love and respect. They definitely are boss ladies.
I feel like it was the fact that they had, they knew the business aspect of the game, of the industry, for you to have independence. They had their own website.
They knew what to capitalize on.
Yes,
they did a really great
job.
It
was the website thing for me. When everybody else was on DVD, they already had their website to build, so they didn't feel the pressure or the negative when everything kind of transferred over to website.
Okay. What is your thoughts on OnlyFans?
That motherfucker going downhill. And I feel like there's a lot of restrictions on it. I feel like there's a lot of shadow banning for mainstream top performers, even though we make them millions of dollars, and I'm going, no cap, I can show my phone over there, but there's no cap in this. They don't appreciate us enough. So I feel like it's a good platform because everybody knows what OnlyFans is, but I still feel like it's kind of fading out, and it's a lot of restrictions on it. So I feel like it's good to kind of have your fans and get the flow of having your own website because it's a free app. But I feel like at some point you're going to need to build your own website, your own .com.
So is that something that you already have in place?
Amen. Yes, I do.
Good luck.
It's just trying to figure out how to transfer my fans from there to me, because there's a lot of shit you can't say on there.
Yeah, for sure. There definitely in the last couple of years, it's been more restrictions. I think there's also multiple more pop bands coming on from like Fansly, Loyal Fans,
this
and all these
part.
Other ones.
Yeah.
I think it's all about traffic. So as long as you can move your traffic to your site, whatever you have, what you can promote is the best way to just keep
it. And one thing I had learned about from browsers and working with them exclusively and Pornhub being an ambassador is when you have your website, you don't have to to be $50 to sign on. The thing is, give them a trial, $1. Give it the $1 for 30 days to kind of review your whole website. They're going to forget that they spent $1. So the next month, they're going to pay that $59.99, because who the hell is going to cancel something that they paid $1 for? And that's the matrix of what these companies do. That if you look at it, they say, hey, it's a trial, $1, $5. And then now you got a customer down
lock
there for
you
life.
Lock you in. Caught you in the door, lock you in.
And give them the shit. Like, be confident. You know? Give the fans what they're looking for. Know your fan base is really important.
I like that. I love that you have a lot of knowledge. It sounds like your mentor, Miss Pika, gave you a lot of good gems.
She did. Shout out to Pika Triple X.
I think that that's what separates the girls from how you really elevate yourself even more. Like, what making it a really a brand, a business, a legacy, and what you really take importance of who you work with, the companies you work with, the style of content that you do.
Absolutely.
Is really important.
And no shade, we started on red cameras. You know, the red, I didn't even know what the hell a red camera was, but it was about the quality, about the production, about the consistency of those productions. Because this is, I mean, to each his own, you can fucking have fun and not take it seriously, but it's going to show. I feel like you won't last. Anybody can go viral, but that's what it is, it's viral. That's 3 minutes. Tomorrow, they don't forgot. Somebody else
quality,
viral.
Not quantity.
Legendary like yourself.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you, Queen. When's the last time you had sex, Ebony?
Oh, yesterday. I fucked myself the best.
You fucked yourself?
I did.
But does that really count if fucking, like, having sex, though?
Oh, well.
Well, like, with another partner
last
involved.
Last week with Johnny Love from Bang Bros, we went in.
Okay. So, do you only have sex on camera these days? Are you dating? Are you?
I'm not dating. It's very complicated.
Okay.
Right now, I'm just trying to find myself in that so that I'm more equipped to kind of train. I'll say train. That's a good word for me. Not like a dog, but this industry, everybody thinks they want a porn star, period. That's what it is. Because they know we're going to drain your balls. But at the end of the day, that shit turns off at some point. That's the sexual aspect, but we still people. Like, I have a favorite color. I pray.
What's your favorite color, baby?
Purple.
I like that.
You know, so it's very important to see the person outside of the, like, the fanfare and really get to know me, because my real name, my mama didn't give me Ebony Mystique. There's somebody else other than this, but I will literally drain your balls and your friend balls, your daddy balls, and your grandpapa balls.
You heard? Okay, so don't fuck with her.
Period.
But I think that's also why, one reason I started my podcast was that, you know, there's one side that everybody thinks that they know, but there's another side that nobody's heard me speak. They didn't hear what my views or anything like that.
Absolutely.
So I love to have girls on here and get to know who you really are, not just all the sex things, but some of the sex things,
right.
And, you know, and all those things. But, you know, who you are really matters. And I think that really
matter.
Who you show up, and that's how you show up for your fans, is because
absolutely.
You're authentically yourself, and
absolutely.
It comes across beautifully.
Absolutely.
What is something you're afraid to try? Is there something that you just don't do on camera that you would never try, or are you down for anything?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Okay.
I'm not even afraid to die. No,
okay.
I'm not afraid of shit. However, I do not prefer certain fetishes, so I will never do them, even though I don't care how much they pay me.
What are these
shout
fetishes?
Out to Ghetto Gaggers and all these people, you know, but it's something I won't do. I don't do no pooping. Nobody's pooping on me, and I don't want no weird, like, no peeing in my mouth. When I look at this shit, when I'm an old lady, I do not want to be regretful about it. So
okay.
I still have morals in this industry. So there's
so
to
keep
each
your
own.
Fluids to yourself. Except it's come.
This
except
part.
Come.
To each his own, I'm not judgmental, but I'm talking about me. It's just certain things that I will turn down.
Have you had sex in a toilet seat?
Actually, I did for browsers with small hands.
Oh, okay.
We was in the bathroom.
How was
that?
Was it difficult?
Ooh, it was small. But
small
he got
hands?
A big dick, so I just had to, like, all he needed was my pussy.
Did you pray that day?
I did. I pray every day. I did. And it was a very good scene, to be honest.
Have you, which I already know this answer, actually, I'm not going to ask how old you. What does your cum taste like?
Apparently, it tastes like nothing.
Nothing?
It doesn't taste like anything. I do taste my...
I was going to say, do you taste them? Like, you have to taste it.
I have
it.
To, because yeah. They like to see that shit. But it don't taste like nothing. If it was to taste like something, baby, I'm running to the doctor immediately. Because it's not supposed to taste like greens or onions or none of that. Pussy has a smell, but it don't... It's not supposed to
taste... But it can taste sweet.
That part.
Yeah.
But that's a good taste, you know, but not like...
We don't want bitter pussy.
Not like
we toxic. We want, like, you know, the smelling aromas.
Not like Robitussin, baby. It's a problem if you smell.
You've smelled
like
Robitussin pussy before?
Have I? Next question.
What do you do when you smell Robitussin pussy?
I have a kill fit. I go home.
Has it happened more than one time?
No. Not in maybe once. But
okay, so it scarred you. It scarred
you. Yeah, because, I don't want to fuck up everybody else's bag, but I mean, it is what it is. If you done took a shower and it's still like... But anyway, that's another educational piece.
Okay.
BV is normal. But if you... That's my point. If you smelled it, somebody else will.
That's why you got to know your vagina.
This part.
Have you ever been injured during sex?
Oh, yeah. I had the worst Charlie horse doing the DP. Oh, I had the cut. That was horrible.
That
and it wouldn't come
tragic.
Out. They were trying to get it out. I was like, I need some magnesium, baby, because this shit is different. My curls was turned up so
That's
crazy.
That's the nursing you. Look, the magnesium.
Oh,
look,
help me, Lord, because that was horrible. So, yeah, that was an injury for me. I was sore the next day. And not my home. I'm talking about my toe.
You're hilarious. I love it. What would you say is unique about you, this lady?
What is unique about me? I just feel like I don't give a fuck. Like, you gonna either like it or love it, and if you don't like it now, you're gonna love it later. Like, get on the bandwagon, because I'm not going nowhere.
Okay.
I'm very confident in what I'm doing.
As
and
you should
the
be,
point,
queen.
I do not give a flying fuck. Like, if I'm on set or if I come through, it's because I want to be there. And there's no shade in that. Like, I don't know. I turn up and turn out. That's just it. I don't give a fuck about, like, opinions and shit. I don't even read comments.
Period, poo. Period, poo.
Period, poo.
If you could relive one day in your life, what would it be and why?
The day I got Brothers contracted. They did that shit so smooth, bro.
Can you tell us about it? Though?
Yeah, it was at X3. It was at X3. That's the X-Biz fan show, like, this year. And they, in Phoenix Marie, and they was all, like, kind of, they hovered, but they was hovering over me that day. Like, oh, Ebony, don't drink that. They kept putting makeup on me and fixing my hair and
did
shit.
Did you have any idea what was?
I had. They Canadian. They don't tell you shit. Eh? I was like, what the fuck is going on? I want my drink. But anyway, long story short, Venice Marie and everybody else, Angelo, everybody got on stage. And I'm just sitting there thinking we about to twerk because they said we about to have a twerk contest.
Miss Texas wasn't there. There ain't no
you
twerk contest.
You didn't go that day.
Then there's no twerk contest.
You didn't go
if I'm
that
out
day. And next thing I know, the whole shit, then she started talking about Ebony. I said, what the fuck is going on here? They were like, so Ebony, how would you feel to be the first live exclusive contract girl? I died on that stage. If you look running back, I literally dropped dead on the stage. I was like, I don't know what the fuck you people is doing, but yes. Sure. I love this for me.
I love
so
that.
So that I would love to relive that moment because the way they played that shit was so smooth, baby.
That's exciting. That's a big career move. That's really good to have. Honestly,
I
the
love
first
Brothers.
Anything, Poppin' Cherries, Brothers is really good too. Their contract girls, they do a really great job of making you really feel like stars.
Yes, and they definitely take care of you. And I mean, it's a grandfathered in kind of company. I think they just make it the top in the industry. I don't know. I just feel like they give what needs to be gave. It's amazing.
I love that.
A family
flowers,
member of
queen,
them.
Flowers.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you.
So you seem like, you know, you've said it several times, you don't give a fuck about anything. You're not scared about anything. People approach you all different kinds of ways. Have you ever had any crazy fan interactions or celebrity interactions?
I'm under NDA a lot, but so I can't talk about celebrity people. But as far as fans, I won't say crazy because I feel like it's normal for
okay.
what we do. But people be trying a lot of creative, I'll call it, not strange shit,
okay.
to get in our presence.
So what's the most creative thing someone's trying to do to get in your presence?
I was at a private hairdresser appointment
okay.
on a Sunday like today. And this man drove by and he drove back. And I had my bonnet on. I thought I was low, but it didn't work. He went up there, knocked on the door, and asked the person at the front, do they sell wigs? He was trying to get up to me. It was the world. I was like, damn, you're not playing. And this wasn't South Central LA.
Oh, shoot.
He didn't care either.
He was like, what?
So that was kind of like, okay, you're not playing, because he definitely didn't need no wig.
He could have bought you a wig.
This part.
You know, do something.
I was scared of him, though, at this point. I told him to get them out of here.
It's a little invasive. Yeah, especially when you're doing your personal stuff, going around. It's like safety first.
Literally. I had sometimes no security. I was just trying to get my hair slayed, and this man was very adamant, so he had to go. It was creep-wise.
That's the pretty crazy one.
Yeah.
What is your favorite way to receive affection?
Visa, MasterCard, crypto, Cash App, Coinbase.
Okay.
Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, Dubai, Japan.
Okay, I like that.
We start there.
So once they start that, what is the next one?
If you know how to eat that punan.
Hey, get it. What are top three rules that you live by in your life? Do you have them? What's your code?
I just want people to be happy, genuinely happy. And I feel like, so it's not in the order. I'm just telling you what I think. I feel like people should be happy, be genuinely happy, and actually get to themselves first. Because if you don't know yourself, how the fuck is you in my face trying to get to me? It's not realistic, because I could be a million people. You know, you got to be who you are for you and teach me how to love on you. So I feel like people that know themselves are very important.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know, you got to take time to learn who you are. It's so important.
No lies told there.
And I feel like business is very important. So if you're just around here flowing and ain't, you know, you spending your bag and all this, but you ain't looking at your shit 10 years ago, please stop 10 years from now. Don't talk to me, because I'm going to blow you across the water. Like, I know what I'm doing 10 years from now.
And say next. Miss me with that shit.
This part.
All right, Miss Ebony, we're going to play my favorite game, Truth with Texas.
Yes.
We're going to ask you a little bit more racier questions.
Let's go.
Kinky questions. Shower sex or car sex? Gotta pick one.
Car sex.
Any fetishes?
Hard dick and coming.
Ooh.
I love when the dick is hard, and I love when the cum come out like fireworks.
It's like a volcano erupting.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
Yes.
How many people?
10.
Okay. Bondage, yes or no?
What'd you say?
Bondage, yes or no?
No. Will I do bondage? Mm-hmm. It depends if the people that are doing the bondage are educated about letting me down and the boundaries of it. I will do that.
What is a sex skill that you're most proud of?
Oh, I can squirt across this room, baby. I can literally get it over there on them diamonds. And I know how to get a dick hard in about
you're
a few seconds.
You're that accurate at your squirt?
Oh, I can do it. I mean, I can.
I wish I could allow you to do that, but I think they'd be mad at us. I'm going to have to buy the whole
wall. Yeah, they
got to
pay us, Alexis. We need some money. But you can subscribe to wherever she's.
What is one of the weirdest places you've ever had sex?
Prague?
What made it weird?
They kept telling me how I was like a black queen and they was European and shit, and they was treating me like I didn't know I had all them fans. So that was kind of like strange in a way, because it was like I'm in Europe and they know me, like that's crazy.
You're internationally known, baby.
Yeah,
you better let them know, Ebony.
It's kind of weird.
What is the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Twice.
That's the most times.
Yeah, I'm not really a slut for real, but I'm a whore.
What's the difference?
I think a slut would have sex maybe 10 times a day, but a whore is strategic with her dick ring.
Okay.
So I had to do two scenes in 2 days, so that's why I had dick twice.
Okay. Favorite time of day to have sex?
Every day.
Spicy questions. What is something that's completely off limits for you?
Do not poop on me.
Okay.
Please, I don't like blood on me. That's pretty much it. I don't really like the poopity scoopity thing, because I just like.
You seem like something happened that was bad, or you saw something. It's just very.
I seen some porn with motherfuckers eating the shit and
really?
Like.
I've never come across any of them.
Oh,
stuff. What are you watching, girl?
It?
Not really.
And they be having animalistic sex, like fucking dogs and shit. Like this shit is ridiculous.
Isn't that illegal?
I don't know, but it's on the hub. It should be. Because I love
that
some dogs.
Me too. I don't like that.
But not like that.
Let's see. Most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually?
Oh, Jesus. Let me pray. So anyway, I was on browser set and I was doing an anal scene with, I can say it now, I don't care, Steve Holmes.
Okay.
And they wanted me to squirt out my ass, so you know it's the liquid in your butt. And then he got the E in my pussy and I was squirting and I kind of had a little accident.
So you shit on him?
Yeah, but he asked me to go bowling afterwards.
Steve is an amazing
You
man.
Already know. He didn't give a fuck. I was like, I quit porn. Oh, my God, I'm going home.
He's like, baby, it's fine. Baby. It's okay. It happens.
So I was like, oh, shit, literally.
It's the kind of man I like, you know? Make you
he didn't give
sure
a fuck.
About
Nobody
it.
No, cared about
his
me.
His dick was still hard, too, and he kept
yes,
on. He was like,
hard.
That shit
it turned
on
him on.
All right, naughty questions. What's one of your biggest turn-offs besides poop?
Stanky ass.
B.O. Nothing like that. You don't like it. Choked or spanked? You're like, none. Doesn't do it
Why
for you.
Why you want to choke me? I need to breathe. Choke me with your dick. All this shit right here, I'm an African American. Like, it's giving me, like, bondage. Like,
so
hold
choke
on.
Your pussy, that's all.
Yeah, but spanking me if it's light, don't hurt me, please.
When,
this
the, dick,
ass is
when the dick is in, that's the only time you're allowed to spank
this
Texas.
This part.
Lube or spit?
Spit.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Do you like threesomes?
Cannot. This not no more COVID. I'm vaccinated. That type shit. Sorry.
I love. Why sorry? We love it here.
Oh, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, we don't apologize for nothing.
Okay.
You are being authentically yourself, Miss Ebony, and I love it. I like it.
Thank
and
you so much. I appreciate
queen.
You.
Have you faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Can I hear what it sounds like?
Say it again.
Can I hear what it sounds like?
Oh, shit. Fuck your mama. Damn, I'm coming. Oh, you see it? Oh, you taste it? Oh. Okay, I ain't fucking no dick. That was fake as a motherfucker. My pussy is dry as a motherfucker. I mean, it's wet for you, but I got only one pair of panties on. So.
Only one. Yeah. I liked it. I mean, I believed it. Until you had me at, you fuck your mother. And I'm like,
no,
what?
I mean, literally, I'll be saying, thank you. Help me, Jesus. Whatever comes to mind when I'm coming. Like, I don't give
it just
a
comes
damn.
Out. Whatever comes out of your mouth is coming out.
Yeah.
Romantic question. Last set of questions. Cut or uncut?
What does that mean?
A cut dick or an uncut dick? So Steve Holmes dick or Johnny Sins
Not the
dick
name.
Or Johnny Sins
Both.
Dick.
Both. Like, I don't give a fuck. Just if it's not cut, clean that thing.
Pull that shit back and clean it.
Please.
Okay. Dinner date or movie date?
Movie date so I could do some things. It'd be dark in here.
Oh, little freak. I like it. Okay, last question. What is a deal breaker for you in a relationship? I know you're not in a relationship right now, but if you're in a relationship, in a committed relationship, what is something that's completely off limits for you?
I don't like sneaky links.
Okay.
I'm very open. I'm non-judgmental. So you don't have to lie or sneak. Like, just let
so
me know
if they told
going.
You they wanted to fuck somebody, you'd be down with it?
Absolutely. I mean, maybe. They could fuck them. I don't know if I might be involved.
But just involved for what
that
they're
part,
doing.
Like, I don't like no lying. It's just very important to be open because I don't lie about nothing when it comes to my main, like, you know?
Okay. Fair enough. Well, that completes Truth with Texas.
Well,
you did
thank
an amazing,
you had an
job.
Amazing time.
Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas before we get out of here?
I'm gonna get off camera and I'm gonna get your contact and I would love to see you. Let me show you off, baby. Let me take you out. I don't know what's in Texas, but
look,
whatever they got.
She's trying to spit that game at me right now. She's trying to pick
no
me
game.
Up.
Ain't no game. I'm dead ass. You're on my whole mama.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm dead ass. I'll be there in square. I'll be there in a jiffy.
I love that. Can
I
you let us know
you.
Where we can follow you, support you?
Absolutely. Just Google me. My OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/Ebony_Mystique. But everything I have that's me is verified. Everything else is catfish. So please don't fuck with that shit because you're going to get scammed. Otherwise, just Google me. I'm around.
All right, Private Talk. I hope you love this interview with Miss Ebony.
Thank you for
Steve,
having me.
I had
me.
A great time. She's hilarious as
you're
fuck.
Amazing.
And maybe you'll see us with Dredd sometimes. You know?
I'm about to text this phone right now.
Until we meet again.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.